Okay, today's daf is Shabbos, daf Kuf Nun Aleph. Kuf Nun Aleph, as we are in the last week of Perek, the Masechta Shabbos. Kuf Nun Aleph, as Hashem, the Siyum, as Hashem, I think, is next Shabbos. But we now are on Kuf Nun Aleph, second to last line, in here, this second to last Perek in Masechta Shabbos. Yesterday, the Mishnah came up relating to issues of what I'm allowed to do on Shabbos, what I'm allowed to talk about on Shabbos, relating to Amir La'akum, which we're going to talk about a little bit today, a little bit in a couple of days. Beginning of the last parak has a very important Rashi in terms of Amir La'akum. But today now, we start off with referring to what was said at the end of the Mishnah on yesterday's daf. The Tanakama had said that one is allowed to be machshich, one can go to the edge of the tchum in order to guard lishmar umevi peiros miyado. Right, Rashi had explained that anything that is usher for me to do on Shabbos, I can't be machshich, I can't go to the edge of the tchum to do on Shabbos in order to prepare for after Shabbos. But anything that I theoretically would be able to do on Shabbos, then I can be machshich. That was what the Tanakama seemed to say. And then Abishol seemed to just generalize that. Kol sha'ani zakai ba'amira so, rashayani lachshich alav. Whatever I could say, so too, I can be machshich. I could go to the edge of the tchum and get ready to do it for after Shabbos. So the Gemara asks on the bottom of Kuf Nun Amid Beis, Abishol ahai, which part of the Mishnah is Abishol going on? The Tanakhama says one case is asur and one case is mutter. So which case is Abishol generalizing? Right, he's definitely generalizing a statement of the Tanakhama. The question is which half of the statement? So the Gemara says Ilema Aresha Koi, if he's going on the Resha, the case of Isser, the case that's not allowed. Ein Machshichen Alatchum Lischarpolim Lavi Peros. The Mishnah had said, the Tanakhama had said, one is not allowed to go to the edge to hire workers to bring fruit, and then Abishol comes along and wants to generalize it. Rashi says, Imke, look at the fourth to last line of Rashi. Because Abishol is shavuye baklala, and Abishol is coming to generalize, imkein de klala di isura havila lemira behedya. He should have said explicitly, meaning, hi, back to the Gemara, kol sha'ani zakai ba'amiroso, rashoi ani b'chashechaso, Abishol had said the positive, what is mutter, whatever I am allowed to say, I am allowed to be machshech. No, if he's generalizing the resha, the first one of the Tanakhama, he should have been explicit the other way. Kol sha'ani zakai ba'amiroso, ani rashoi b'chashechaso miboyle. If he's generalizing the Tanakhama's first statement, so then it should be ani, not ani. It should be the usher part. So, Ella Asefakoi. Really, it must be that he's generalizing the second half of the statement, which that's what it sounds like, the heter. Aval, the Tanakhama had said, Aval machshichu lishmar umevi peros biado. A person can be machshich to go and even bring peros in his hand. Again, that were cut already. So, now the Gemara says, boy, a minute. If that's what the Tanakhama says, that you can be machshich to be shomer umevi peros, kol sha'ani zakai b'chashichaso, rashoyani ba'amiroso miboilei. It should be the opposite of what the language of Abishol is. Because what does Abishol say? Whatever I am allowed to say, I'm allowed to be machshich. But what did Tanakhama say? He was explicitly said the machshich line, not the amira line. So if Abishol is building off of and generalizing the Tanakhama statement, so he should say the opposite of what he said. First he should say what's mefurish of the Mishnah, and then he should say his added chiddush of what's not mefurish of the Mishnah. So the Tanakhama talks about machshich. So he should first say, kol sha'ani, whatever the Tanakhama allowed, then I'm extending that. But he says the opposite. So the Gemara says, La'olam ha-seifakoi. Really, it is going on the seifa, meaning it's going on a case of heter, but really he's referring to a case that's not explicitly in the Mishnah. That's what Abishol is including. Va'abishol ahokoi. Abishol is really going on the following case that we're adding in. Da'amar v'yud amar Shmuel. Shmuel says, Mutar lo'adam lomar l'chaveiro, shmar li peiro shebetchumach, va'ani ashmar l'cha peiro shebetchumi. Please, guard fruit. Guard peiros for me that is in your tchum, and I'll guard peiros for you that is in my tchum. Meaning, two people that do not have the same exact tchum Shabbos, but they overlap with each other. But they're not exactly. See, each one could go the distance in the other direction that the first one cannot go. So I want you to be shomer my fruit, which I can't get to, but you could get to. and I'll say, and you'll guard, and I'll guard your fruit that you can't get to. That's what Abishol is including. V'kamar Abishol, and we'll get back to that. Let's just finish the statement. V'kamar Abishol Tanakama, and what Abishol is saying to the Tanakama is as follows. Milo modis, meaning the Tanakama says a very specific case, and Abishol is bothered, why don't you generalize it so you can include more? Milo modis, don't you admit to me in this case, demuter adam lomar l'chaviro, shmar li perishe b'tchumach, v'ani eshmar l'cha perishe b'tchumi, don't you admit to me in that case? Right, because that's what it sounds like you're holding, says the Tana, says Abishol to the Tanakama. The Ema, and I will say, if it's true that you agree, so extend it. Kol shani zakai b'amiraso, v'ashani l'achshich alav. Period. So extend it. And what would be included in that case? We'll see soon. The case of the next Mishnah. But stop there for a minute. But Abishol is, we worked out, he's just generalizing the heter of the Tanakama and expanding that he should say it. It's for any tzarech, as we will see. Based on this Gemara, it's a very important discussion, Halacha Lemaisa, in the Rishonim. The Rashba, the Ritva, all make the same comment. They say, I'll read it to you from the Rashba, quoting a Tosfos that we don't have. Kasu b'Tosfos, on this Gemara, that says, I can tell you, you guard my peros, and I'll guard your peros. Says Tosfos, D'mei Hashem Inon, D'Yisrael Shekibel Alav Shabbos Kodem Shechashecha, Mutter Lomar L'Yisrael Chaveiro La'asos Lo Malacha. If I already accepted Shabbos and you didn't, I'm allowed to ask you to do malacha for me. Heter gamor. Why? Because you see from our Gemara. Our Gemara says, as long as something's mutter for you, even if it's usher for me, that's okay. Our Gemara is talking about on Shabbos mamish, right? Tchum. But says the Ritva, says the Rashba, quoting the Bali Atosfos, if I accepted Shabbos, more common case. A woman accepts Shabbos, she lights candles. She is then allowed to ask somebody in her family to turn off the oven, to do whatever needs to be done, because that is something that's mutter for them to do. It's not Shabbos for them, even though it's Shabbos for her. Pirish, halvi, he na'asis beheter lo'osa osa, because the person who is doing it is allowed to do it, that's why it is okay. V'dafka li'Yisrael chaveiro mutter, v'yava b'ishu eno yacholasos, and it's dafka, Jew for Jew. A Jew can do malacha for another Jew, since it's mutter for that Jew to do it. Aval legoy, aser lo malo shmar li peros ishet chusatchum. Even though a guy you might say, a guy is like a Jew, wasn't makal Shabbos the whole Shabbos. Because after all, a guy doesn't have Shabbos. A guy is not allowed to keep Shabbos. Forget the fact that he's not mitzvah to keep Shabbos, he's not allowed to keep Shabbos. So, says the Ritva, says the Rashba, in the name of Tosfos, no. You don't compare. You gotta be in the Parsha, and then be excluded. You got to be a Jew who is not Shabbos for them yet. A guy is a separate Isser, again, as we'll talk about. Aval a guy, aser lomar lo shmar li peirosisha b'chus latchum, even though, ironically, I could tell a Jew to watch my fruit, right, but I can't tell a guy. Good trivia question. What's something that you're allowed to tell a Jew, not to a guy? A Jew, who is not a malacha for them, that you're allowed to ask, but not for a guy. The kodavar she'ina oseh, eina omer l'goy v'yoseh. You know, anything that you're not allowed to do, you're not allowed to ask a guy to do, even though a guy is not shayach. It's not that a guy has a heter, right? A guy is just mufka, and therefore is a separate isser of asking a guy to be involved. That is what the Rashba says, that's what the Ritva says, and that's what is quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Let's say somebody makes early Shabbos. I've been in a couple of weeks. We're getting into the post-Pesach change of the clock. So, if somebody makes early Shabbos, and I'm on my way home, I daven mincha, I daven kabbal Shabbos, I daven everything. And I see one of my friends going to shul for late Shabbos, and all of a sudden I walk into my house and I see there's a light left on, the oven's on, I could go ask my friend, who was not makabal Shabbos, yeah, can you please do this malacha for me? Ask him beferish. Ask him outright. Heter gomer, the source for that is right here in our Gemara, Kuf Nun Aleph. You look in the Shulchan Aruch, this is quoted. In the end of Hilchas Halakas Neiris, the end of Simon Reish Samach Gimel, says the Shulchan Aruch, Yesh Omrim. Who is he quoting? Look in the Baragola. Rashba B'Shem Tosfos. What we just read, quoting Shulchan Aruch, Yesh Omrim. Demi Shekibel Olav Shabbos Kodem Shechashecha Mutter Lomar Li'Yisrael Chaveiro La'asos Lo Malacha U'Mutter Lehanos Me'osa HaMalacha B'Shabbos. Right, that's the Shulchan Aruch. Comes along the Ramah, and the Ramah has an extension. The Ramah says, well, let me just say a parallel case. The Ramah says, what about after Shabbos? And I finished Shabbos already. Or my friend was already made Abdallah, and I'm still eating Shalosh Shudas. Am I allowed to ask him to do Malacha for me? It's still Shabbos for me. Says the Ramah, no difference. Same thing. Misha ma'acher lehispalel b'motzi Shabbos. Osha mamshich su'udaso balayla. Somebody didn't daven yet. Not because they think that halachically you're not allowed to end Shabbos yet. And in my view, the other person was being mechallel Shabbos. No, then of course not. If I think something is usser for him still, then of course it's a problem. But let's say, no, I'm having Tosefta Shabbos. I really can make Abdallah now too. But I didn't. I'm having extended time. Mutter lomar lechaveru Yisrael shekvar hispalel vehivdil lasos lo malachto lahazuk neiris lavashobo. Says Ramah, there's no difference between starting Shabbos and ending Shabbos. Just like if I was not mekabel Shabbos yet, I could do malacha for a fellow Jew, so too, after Shabbos. That is the Ramah. But that part, that extension, is more controversial. That's not in the Rishonim, that extension. And the Lavush...
Not for a Goy, only for a Jew.
Not for a...
Could you tell a Goy?
A Jew for a Jew.
Yeah, but could you tell
a Jew? Goy, well, Ben HaShmashos, a Goy during Ben HaShmashos, we discussed that earlier in the Masechta. You might have had Terim in Ben HaShmashos for a Goy. Right, so here might be better for a Goy in certain circumstances. But the Lavush says... Excuse me, but I beg to differ. Before he accepts Shabbos, okay, he's not in the world of Shabbos yet, he could do malacha for you. But if once you're in the parsha of Shabbos, the Lavush says that I don't think you can compare. Avalinira, this is the Lavush right here, in the end of Reish Lama Gibel. Right, the Lavush, Lavush's name is Remordechai Yaffe. He lived right after the Ramah, and all of his svarim are based on a pasuk in the Megillah. Right, in Yonah Dioma, with it was still, Shavua Acharei HaChag. Right, so Lavush, Rebbe Chayafi, writes in the Yakama. His Lavush Malchus, Aterazov, Butzvar Gaman. These are all the names of his Svarim on the Dalai Chalke Shulchan Aruch. What's his Sefer on Rashi, the Lavush Ha'ora, right, it's quoted all the time in the Sifsei Chachamim. So again, it's all based on the Mordechai Yatzma Frey Melach, Lavush Malchus, Aterazov. Aterazov is a Sefer on Yerodea. Right, the Shach always quotes the Aterazov. Right, Butzvar Gaman, I think, is on Choshe Mishpat. But this is the Lavush, right? The one on Aruch Chaim is quoted the most. Anyway, so here in the Lavush he says, "Avoli nira jeinanidon domal araya v'lo dami iyule Shabbos la'afuke Shabbos." Don't compare entering into Shabbos to going out of Shabbos. To be iyule shabso hadavar tali benidro. Wow, that's an important lashon. Kabbalah Shabbos is like a neder, says the Lavush. So it's not really Shabbos. That's a big discussion in the Achronim. Is it really like a neder? If I was Mekabel Shabbos, it's like a neder. Can I be mefer my neder? Can I be shoal on my neder? Not mefer. Let's say all of a sudden I forget I wanted to do something. Can I go to a chacham quickly and get to a taras adarim? Right, but that's the lashon here. V'kibulo alav kedusha Shabbos. V'nucha lomar shezeh kibel alav v'zelu kibel alav. It's not objectively Shabbos. That's why you could ask somebody if Shabbos didn't start yet. Aval ba'afuke Shabbos, shekfar nesar alav hakol, b'yom ha-Shabbos, v'hu mamshech b'kdushaso, b'layla, kol ho'isurim nimshachim imo, t'lo shayach lomar hutru miktsasa n'miktsasa lo hutru, she miktsasa hutru, kulam hutru, k'vo gabi neder, v'kilin shekulam lo hutru, sharei yo'asar ba'asiyas malacha, ka miktsasa lo hutru. And then he quotes a raya from a tour in Hilchos Yom Kippur. People used to do two Yom Kippurim. They couldn't ask somebody else to do malacha for them. Okay, either way, but that is the machlokas between the Ramah and the Lavush. Whether, if I finish Shabbos already, can I ask somebody else to do malacha? A friend of mine once had a fascinating case. He said on his shul many years ago, he davened in a shivul, and the Rav gave an unbelievable divrei Torah shal shudas. Unbelievable. Problem is, it was Shabbos. You could take notes after Shabbos. Couldn't be tape for chulu. But because he davened in a shtibol and it was pretty late zmanim, so basically he started talking. His drasha shal shudas was about 5 minutes before many of the mispalim felt that Shabbos was over anyway. So the question was, they asked, could you just delay your talking by 5 minutes? Start talking after Shabbos. We'll say Baruch HaMavdil, and we'll have a tape recorder under the table. We're in the days of tape recorders, right? So we'll be able to tape what you say at Shal Shudas. No problem, right? The Ramah says, if we feel that Shabbos is over, or if you feel, maybe you're just being machmir, so is that okay? So the Rav didn't allow it. He thought it was just Chilul Zilzul Shabbos. The tape recorder at Shal Shudas, even if you can fetch out a hefter from the Ramah, but not at Shal Shudas.
It's still Themselves.
And this is for themselves. This is for themselves. But he still felt he didn't. This Rav didn't allow it. So didn't allow it because he felt he can't tape Shabbos. Right? The simple idea is to the second seder that the Eretz Yisrael cousins are taking pictures of the seder of the Bnei Chul. You know, I'm doing it for myself. I'm not doing it for you. But it still smacks of a problem. Either way, this is an important discussion relating to having someone do malacha for me on Shabbos. Okay, we continue now. Says the Gemara, klal la'asuyemai. So Abishol generalized. He was so strong in his position of you have to generalize the statement. Why are you only talking about a specific case? So what case is he trying to include? Klal asuye mai. What is he including? La asuye hadatan rabbanan. The following case of the Tosefta. Ein machshichen ala tchum lahavi behema. A person cannot be machshich on the tchum to bring his animal, because again, that's something that you cannot do on Shabbos. Ha'iso medeschus la'tchum, kore la'viba. If the animal is standing outside the tchum, I can stand within the tchum and try to convince it and call to it. And hopefully it'll listen to me. But to actually pull it, one would not be allowed to do that. Klal Omer Abishol. Kol Shani, and the Tosefta quotes Abishol, generalizing again. Kol Shani Zakai Bamira. So, Rashay Ani Lahachshich Alav. I'm allowed to. Umachshichan Lefakeach Al Iske Kalav Al Iske Ameis. Here's the extension. Comes up in the next Mishnah. I'm also allowed to be Machshich to make sure I'll be able to take care of wedding plans right after Shabbos, and iske hameis, lahavilo aron v'tachrichin, to bring an aron, to bring special tachrichin, v'yomrim lo leich l'makom ploni. And I could say, go to a certain place, v'yom lo masas b'makom ploni, havei b'makom ploni, and if not, bring from a different place, as was discussed on yesterday's daf. Tzarchei mitzvah are allowed to be discussed on Shabbos. Tzarchei mitzvah, it's not, right, it's mimso cheftzacha. Right, b'chefsi shemayim would be mutter. Lo masas is b'mana, havi b'masayim. That even according to Tanakama, even being very specific, Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yaskel lo schum mekach. You shouldn't be so specific in terms of mentioning a price, but any other specifics for a mitzvah would be okay. Right, the minhag of Klal Yisrael is to be buried in certain tachrichim. There was a fascinating tshuva about 50, 60 years ago, of a posik, again, a big discussion in the poskim, there was a person who left in his tzava, left in his will, that he wanted to be buried in his World War II uniform. In his uniform from the concentration camps. He says, if I have any ticket to Olam Haba, you know, it's that, besides the number on my arm, right, it's the uniform that I wore in the camps. So he wanted to be buried, so they asked one of the Gdolim, you know, what's the halacha? It's called the minhag of Klal Yisrael to be buried in Tachrichin. So the answer that was given was that he should be buried in Tachrichin, but he could just put that in the Aron with him. Put that in the Aron. The minhag is to put different things in the Aron. Somebody's buried in Chutzlaris, they put some dirt of Eretz Yisrael, some of the minhag. Right? So that was the pshara given, that to put it into the Aron. But Tachrichin, he should be worn, because that is the minhag of Klal Yisrael for Tachrichin to be worn. Okay. So even though we had earlier in this Masechta, remember Rav Yanai told his Talmidim, don't bury me in black, don't bury me in white, bury me in red. So I'm not an Avel, Bein HaChasanim, I'm not a Chasim, Bein HaAvelim. So you see from that Gemara that they were buried in various types of different colors. And it makes a difference according to that Gemara, you know, by Tchias HaMesim. Either way, that's the Minhag. Says the Mishnah, did Tachrichin have tzitzis on them? You bury somebody in a talus, that's also the minhag of, you bury one, so they're going to talus, that's a machlokas. You passel the tzitzis beforehand. We had a shir a couple of years ago about loig larush. So you're an issue of loig larush, burying in a talus. The Vilna Gaon was vehemently, you know, felt that one should be buried in a kosher talus. That was the Gra's, opinion. So they quote, the Aruch HaShulchan quotes that when the Gra was being nikbar, the Talmud that he put in charge of burying him, and said, make sure he had to go to the bathroom right at that point, or something happened, or he got caught on a branch. Either way, the Aruch HaShulchan quotes, as he was lowered into the kever, the talus ripped. Or if he was in the bathroom, they cut off the corner. So he pasled, which is the minhag of many, to bury in a pasled talus. So they took it as a simin that this is supposed to be the minhag of Klal Yisrael. So therefore, one shouldn't mess around with minhagim. Okay. Anyway, says the Mishnah, Machshichen ala tchum lefakech al iske kala v'al iske hameis lahavil oren v'tachrichen. Right, just one more point related to that. Minhagim in Inyani Avelus and in Inyani Kfura, they rule the day. You know, when it comes to minhagim, one doesn't mess around with the chevra kaddishas. You know, that's the they have certain minhagim of Yerushalayim, minhagim of any chevra kaddishas. But that's the mesorah that we have that's been passed down for generations. So that's what we're cuff of too. So the Mishnah says, what is allowed to be machshich al tchum, as we just had, to take care of wedding plans, v'yaliske ameis, to bring our v'tachrichin. Nachri shevi chalilin b'shabes. What if a nachri brought flutes, certain type of flutes that were used at funerals? If a Nachri brings that, does Malachim or me, brings it from outside the Tchum on Shabbos. Well, Yisbar ben Yisrael, a Jew cannot use them. Ela imkein ba'u mimakom karuf. Unless they came from a close spot. Came from a close spot, and therefore I wouldn't be benefiting. He didn't bring it from outside the Tchum. Asulo Aron v'chafrulo kaver. If the non-Jew, for himself or for a fellow non-Jew, had created a coffin or dug a kaver, you cover both Yisrael. Yisrael is allowed to use it, maker adin. Vim b'yishu Yisrael, you cover both lamas. But if it was made for a Jew, so it was chil Shabbos, so it should not be used. Everyone is not allowed, as we've had before, and we'll have Ezra again in a couple of days, where it's not allowed to benefit from a malacha that is done by a non-Jew for a Jew on Shabbos. On Shabbos. Related to this Mishnah is something that we discussed in the past also. What does it say if it was brought from outside the Tchum, you're not allowed to get benefit from it? We discussed, first look at Tosfos. Tosfos says, Im El Im Kain. Tosfos says, first the previous Tosfos. Nachri Shevi Chalim Shabbos, Lo Yisma Bem Yisrael. Lo Kepirish HaKuntrish, Shepirish Olamis. Right, the first part of the Mishnah says, if a Nachri brought from outside the Tchum, a Yisrael can't be buried in it. Rashi says, as it says in the later part of the Mishnah, puts the word La'olam here too. And Rashi says, it's a Knas. Mishud Demuchacha Milsa, the Mishvi Lo'ovu. Right, because everybody knows that it was brought for a Jew. So it can't be used. Tosfos says, no. Here it's just, you know, until after Shabbos, right, like most malachos that are done by a non-Jew. That is one machlokas Rashi and Tosfos. But if you look in the next Tosfos, Tosfos says, Bo mimakom karov, tema l'rebi. My mahani shebo mimakom karov. What's the, oh, so it came from within the Tchum, but it was still through Rishus HaRabim. So why does makom karov help, asked Tosfos? Didn't it also have a malacha done? V'yesh lomar, says Tosfos, tehevi mimakom karov lo mahani kolkacha va'aso. What does that sound like? Once it was Mimakom Karov, it wasn't from outside the Tchum, it was just in Rishus HaRabim, so well, that really didn't really accomplish. Yes, it was a Malacha, but there wasn't so much Hana'a. What is Tosfos referring to? So it could be he's referring to the Shita of some other Rishonim, and the Chai Adam quotes the Halacha. There is no Maisa Shabbos by Hotza'a. The principle of Maisa Shabbos, of getting a benefit from a Malacha done on Shabbos from a Jew, and the rules by a non-Jew as well, those rules do not apply to Maisa Shabbos. The Chai Adam quotes, since Hotzah is a Malacha Geruah, we quoted this back on Daf Beis, almost 150 days ago. Says the Chai Adam, because Hotzah is a Malacha Geruah, you don't really accomplish anything, you move something from place to place, so that is why there is no, if it was done, it wasn't really such a great strong Hana, and therefore a Jew could benefit. So that's what it sounds like Tosfos is saying in the last line. Tehevi mimakom karov lomani kol kachav aso. From outside the Tchum. Okay, maybe there I'll agree. But if it's within the Tchum, and it was within Dalet Amos or Rishus HaRabim, or Rishus HaRabim through Rishus HaYachid, nothing really was accomplished, and therefore there wouldn't be an Isser of Maisa Shabbos. Good, important Ha'ara. There is a mitzvah d'oraisa, though, of Kvuras Yisrael. Right, even though it says here that if a non-Jew dug Me'ikra, then you could use it, but we try to do our best to have a Jew buried. I think we mentioned in the past from Rav Soloveitchik, a beautiful thought, where does the mitzvah of Kvura come from? See, he related it to the Brisa in Maseches Megillah, the Chavav or so, where the Brisa discusses the chiluk of Tashmishe Mitzvah and Tashmishe Kedusha, where Tashmishe Mitzvah, Shofar, Lulav, Sukkah, anything related to a mitzvah, tzitzis, that's Tashmishe Mitzvah. Tashmishe Kedusha is something that has inherent Kedusha, anything related to the Ksav of Torah. Mezuzah, a mezuzah case, a tefillin box, maybe the Ritzuos. Anything related to the Ksav of Torah is Tashmishe Kedusha, and the latter category has to be buried. Tashmishe Mitzvah can be Nizrakin, Me'ikar Adin. Where is it? We save it to burn in the chametz, or whatever it is, or you put it in a plastic bag, and it could be discarded. The difference between Tashmishe Kedusha and Tashmishe Mitzvah. Suggested Rav Soloveitchik, maybe that's the root of the mitzvah of kvura for a Jew. Because that's a mitzvah d'araisa. For a non-Jew, there's no mitzvah d'araisa. Why? Because a Jew is considered tashmishe kedusha. While other nations are considered tashmishe mitzvah. They have seven mitzvahs to do. But tashmishe mitzvah doesn't have a chi of kvura. A Jew has a chi of kvura. Tashmishe kedusha. Why? Because of his connection to the Torah. And even a Jew who never had any connection to the Torah, he explains based on the Gemara Maseches Nida about our learning all of Torah in utero. That is a discussion of the mitzvah of kvura. Maybe that's where it comes from. It comes from the chi of that every Jew is tashmishe kedusha. Beautiful. He relates this to the Beis Halevi in one of his drushes about every Jew became the Ksav of Torah after the second Luchos, right, yesterday's Parsha. It's a long drusha, feel free to look. In the end of the Beis Halevi, Ala Torah, one of the drushes that talk about the difference between Luchos Rishonis and Luchos Shnios. How Am Yisrael became the Ksav of the Torah for the Luchos Shnios. Luchos Rishonis were different. Okay, Let's continue. Says the Gemara, "My b'makom karov." What does it mean that if a non-Jew brings something b'makom karov, then I'm allowed to get benefit? Do you have to know b'vadai? Rav Amar b'makom karov mamish. Rav says, "Yes, you have to know vadai. Ma, you know b'beirur that it came b'makom karov." Ushmuel Amar, no. As long as it's a possible chayshinon shema chutz lachom olanu. Maybe they were right outside the wall and they came in. Maybe they're only. It's a possibility. Right? Tosfos is amazing. The Gemara is only worried about tchum issues and not worried about Dalai Lama's Rishus Rabim or Rishus Rabim Tursul Yachid. It's clear the Gemara is not bothered by the little malachis. It's only by the tchum issue. So Machlokas Rav and Shmuel, what do you have to know for sure? Says the Gemara, we'll go with Argirsa. Deka Masnisan Kavasi de Shmuel. Our Mishnah sounds like Shmuel that you don't have to know for sure. Diktani. Asa lo Aron v'chafar lo kever. Yikaver bo Yisrael. If they made for him an Aron, do you know for sure that it was made? No. Alma misveka shari. Hachanami misveka shari. So our Mishnah sounds like as long as it was made, it doesn't sound like in Vade 100%, you can read our Mishnah that you think it was made for the non-Jew. That is good enough. Vitanya Kavasi de Rav, and there's also a Brisa that supports Rav. Rashi here has two Girsos. Again, we're going to go with our Girsa. Says the Brisa, Ir, it's really a mission, Machshirin, Ir, she Yisrael, Venachem, Darimba, a city that has Jews and non-Jews, V'haisa, B'merchatz, HaMerchatz, as B'Shabbos, and there's a Merchatz that was used to people to wash themselves. Imrov Nachrim, if most of the city is non-Jewish, and therefore you can assume the heating of the water on Shabbos was done for them. La Erev Rochetz Bamiyan. That night, you could use it right after Shabbos. Imrov Yisrael, Yamtina Kadesh Yechamu. And if it's Rov Yisrael, you have to wait until the amount of time that it could be warmed up after Shabbos. Yechamu Chamin. Mechzal Mech. So what if it's half and half? What if it's half and half, meaning suffix? You gotta wait. That's the riot to Rav. Right? Even though it's a suffix, it's only a suffix. Maybe you should be making. Well, no. It's a suffix. We are machmer. Right, we discussed earlier, the Shmir Shabbos lines up all of the, summarizes all of the dinim in terms of a malacha done by a Jew, malacha done by a non-Jew. And is it shogig? And is it mazid? Is it daraisa? Is it a darabanan? Three questions you have to ask. Just gotta fill in the chart. Jew and non-Jew did it? Shogig and mazid, daraisa derabanan. Right, six different boxes exactly, even more. What exactly is halacha in terms of Maisa Shabbos? Rabbi Yehuda Omer, ba'ambati katana. If one has a small bathhouse, imyesh ba rashus. If there is rashus, Rashi says adam chashuv shalit. Right, some ruler. Right, this is related to talks about the rashus in Pirkei Avos. Imyesh ba rashus rochez ba miyad. You can use it right away. Right, because you can assume that it was made, it was heated for that person. My rashus, Amar Yehuda, Amar Yitzchak, Brei Rav Yehuda, im yesh ba'adam chashuv, sheyesh lo asara avadim, shebechamim min lo yud kum kumin bevasachas, b'yambati ketana, if there's a very chashuv person that has 10 servants working for him and heating for him, meaning a lot of people heating at once, and therefore, even right at the Shabbos, you could assume that it was just heated, because there are so many servants there, so mutar lirchos b'miyad. Basically, you just have to, one has to use their head. One has to use their head in terms of if the malacha was done for a Jew or could have been done. Let's say there's a store. Let's say there's a store that's owned by non-Jews, but it's open on Motzei Shabbos, and they know that Jews frequent that store right after Shabbos. Right, so that it could be, you probably have to wait. If you assume that the non-Jews are going to cook extra on Shabbos because they know the Jews are going to go out on Motzei Shabbos to buy from there, just got to wait a little bit. It's not so long. By the time we make Abdallah, by the time we get ready, you know, it's probably going to be, okay, if somebody goes going out to buy bagels. Let's say a bagel store in a Jewish neighborhood that's owned by a non-Jew. If it's owned by a Jew, you got to be closed on Shabbos. But if it's owned by a Jew, right, and there's a Yosef and Nechnath, and it's Milchik, and therefore, whatever, don't worry about the Hashkacha. But then, one would probably have to wait for enough time to make the bagels after Shabbos, if they could surmise that it could be that they baked on Shabbos, with the Jews in mind. Good, we continue. Asur lo Aron v'chafer lo kever v'chulu. So, the Mishnah says that if they made themselves an Aron v'tachrichin, it will be okay. But otherwise, if they made for a Jew, then it's Asur, and the language of the Mishnah was, it's Asur Olamis, the last line of the Mishnah said. So the Gemara says, what am I? Hachanami Yamtin Bechlei Shiyasu. Why is it Asur forever? Right? It should be Asur Bechlei Shiyasu, like other Maisa Shabbos. Amar Ula, Right, Rashi says, this is going on the previous case. Going on the previous case of the case that's mutter. The case that's mutter, if it's made for the non-Jew. So Rashi explains the question, Yamdi Bechayasu. Nehidalo Muchacha Milsa, Mio Yishlomer, Shema Bishra Yisrael Nasa. Basically asking, taking Rav and Shmuel into consideration, why don't you say, might as well wait a little bit? Yamdi Bechayasu, why do we rely on Shmuel? Just be sure. So wait. No, it's in the middle of the street. Jews aren't buried in the middle of the street. Buried in the middle of nowhere. And therefore, you could really assume, bavadai, that it was made for a non-Jew. Tenach kever. What about a coffin? There's no muchach milsa by a coffin. Right, a coffin can be made anywhere. Answer, yeah, there is. The coffin is right next to the hole that was dug in the street. So obviously, it was made to be used there. So in those cases, that's what the Mishnah is talking about, that there's no even lechatchila to wait in that case. Good. Says the Mishnah. Counter pressure of Kavod HaMeis. Right, so lechore would be, to make the hole, probably a couple of minutes. I don't know how much bizarre HaMeis there would be for that. But in terms of making the aron would take a little while, lechore. But yeah, but that's they say, you have to wait. It's Kavod HaMeis not to use chilul to bury them. Osekot Tzarchei HaMeis. Says the Mishnah, one could do all tzarchei hameis on Shabbos. For example, sachinu madichin osa. One could smear them and wash them. Obavach lo yezes bo'ever. But hameis is muksa, as we've had already. David HaMelech even. Right? So therefore, one could be do tzarchei hameis, but one is not allowed to move them. One is not allowed to move a corpse. Shomten esakar, we had before, maybe with the heter of kikarotinok. But that's but Meikar Adin, the mace itself cannot be moved. Shomta de Sakar mitachtav, one could also remove the pillow from under the mace. Umatilan oso alachol, and lie the mace down onto the sand, which is cooler than the pillow than the mattress. Bishvil sheyamtin, so that the process of decay is slowed. Is delayed. Kosheres, and similarly, kosheres alechi. One is allowed to tie a string of some kind around the niftar's head to keep the jaw where it is. Lo sheya ale, not that it should close, ela shelo yosef, that it shouldn't open more. Again, because you're not allowed to move it. V'chein, similar halacha, koresh nishra, if a board broke on Shabbos and you're worried that it's gonna break more, it's gonna lean more, some kind of sabasaf sol o baruchas amita. You're allowed to put a bench or some other part of the non-muksa item under it to make sure that it doesn't break more. Lo shata'ale, not to fix it, that should go up, elish lo tosif, but that it shouldn't break and it shouldn't stretch out even more. Period. Okay. Says the Gemara, is it really true that you're allowed to be mesich and wash and anoint the mace? But v'amar Rabbi Yudamar Shmuel. Maisa b'tamidos Rabbi Meir. Shin nichnas achar of the beis hamerchatz. Rabbi Meir was going into the bathhouse, and a talmid went in. Again, this was pre gzera of gzera habalanim of washing on Shabbos. Bikish l'adiach, the talmid wanted to sprinkle water on the dirt floor in order to make it smooth for his rebbe. Bikish l'adiach karka. Amalo ein madiche. No, you can't. Lasuch karka. Amalo ein sachin. So Rabbi Meir says, you can't do this. What do you see from there? You see that something that is usher to move, you also can sprinkle or smear on. So the dirt is usher to move, it's muksa. So to the mace. If the mace is muksa, why should you be able to smear on it? So the Gemara says, no. The issue that Rameir was bothered by was not muksa. Karka bakarka michlefa. Mace bakarka lo michlef. He was bothered by a shvuye gumos. He was bothered by smoothing out. If you sprinkle, if you smear, you're going to come to smooth it out. Nothing to do with muksa. Nothing to do with the mace. And that's why it would be mutter. Kol asuye mai. What is that? What else is included in the general law of the Mishnah? La asuye hadatan rabbanon mevi in clay maker or clay matchos umenichan al kreso. A person could bring something, a cooling agent, to put on the body of the mace. Kadei shelo tifoach, so it doesn't smell. Again, all of this was very halachah lemaisa in those days. Imagine also 3-day yontif. Imagine you want to keep the mace covered on mace. Rabbi Zman Azeh, as we quoted with Moshe a couple of days ago. A week or two ago about burial on the Yontif Sheni, Ramosha was against any of these Haterim because he said, Bizman said we have refrigeration, so there's no issue. It's covered a maze to wait till after Yontif. There's no chilul. But in the days of the Mishnah, right, this was very serious. So you could do any of this as long as you don't move the mace. Upokin is the kavav, kadeshlo dikanis ben a ruach, and also I could stick something into the orifices of the mace so that the ruach doesn't go in, because that seemed to hasten the process. If you have Shlomo Amar Chachmaso, Shlomo also says towards the end of Koheles. The pasuk is discussing the falling apart of our bodies. Right, that's the pasuk. Ad shelo yerasik chevel hakesef, before the chevel hakesef, the silver rope is ripped, zechut hashidra. V'sarutz gulas hazahav, ze'ama. That's the Eber HaZachar. V'sishaver kana ma'abua, ze'hakeres. Before that breaks, that's the stomach. V'narotz hagalgal el habor, ze'peresh. That's our waist. V'chedu omer, v'ziresi peres al panechem, peres chageichem. Okay, what does that mean? That the peres, our waist, is going to go onto our face? Amar avuna v'amrila amar av chaga, elu b'nei adam, sheminichin divrei tar v'ozen kol yemeim kachagim. One drasha is that these are people who make every day into a yantif. They never have a kvius. They never have, every day is a holiday. They're eating and they're drinking and, okay, there's a samachta b'chagecha, but our whole life is not supposed to be chagecha. Right? That's what the pasuk is referring to. The people who throw their waste onto their faces, peres chagechem, right? That the whole life is a chagim. The chagim are blips on the screen of regular life. But life is about regular life. Regular days. Amar Rabbi Levi, Amar Rabbi Papi, Amar Rabbi Yeshua, La'achar Shlosha Yamim. This is what's alluded to in the pasuk. After 3 days, after burial, Kreso Nifka'as, the stomach starts bursting, V'nofelas lo apanav, so the waist goes a little bit on the face, V'omeres lo tol mashon esatabi, it's as if the stomach is saying, take what you gave me, meaning the food went into the mouth and then came out, tol mashon esatabi. Okay. Vayter. Says the Gemara, your day of Shalom Ates. Ein ma'atz min es ames b'Shabbos. One is not allowed to close the eyes of a mace on Shabbos. V'lo b'chol im yitzias nefesh. And one is not allowed to close the eyes of someone who is about to die. Im yitzias ha'nefesh. V'ha'ma'atzim im yitzias ha'nefesh. Harei zeh shofech damim. And if somebody does that, they are a murderer, right? If somebody takes away even 5 seconds of life, that's ki'ilu shofech damim. Not that you're going to be chayav misa and bezdin, because if somebody kills a treifa, say, but in terms of on a certain level, right, this is Judaism's level understanding of lo sertzach. Right, I think we quoted in the past a beautiful thought. I forgot who I heard this in the name of. The Sifri in Zos HaBracha, a little bit's in the Gemara, but the Sifri says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu went around to all the other nations of the world, do you want the Torah, what's written in it, lo sirtzach, lo, we don't want it, lo sinava, we don't want it. So various questions that we have discussed on that medrash, but one of them is, lo sirtzach, that's one of the Sheva Mitzvos. What do you mean we don't want it? You have to do it anyway. Lo sinav, it's Gili Arayas. Oh, we don't want it. What are you talking about, you don't want it? You have to do it anyway. So I once heard a pshat, that, no, the point is, what's written in it? Lo sirtzach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, our lo sirtzach. Right, what's written in it? Not your lo sirtzach, our lo sirtzach. Mevayish pnei chaver barabim is lo sirtzach. Taking away 5 seconds of life is lo sirtzach. Atabar chacham shelo higia lahura umore. Right, violates lo sirtzach. Right, that's not for us. That's not for us. Abortion, lo sirtzach. Not for us. Right, so all of these, you know, not all of them are the umos ha'olam included in. So they say, we don't want that lo sirtzach. Right, the ma'atim imitzias ha'nefesh. That's what's alluded to. Okay, Vayter says again, this is quoted in Shulchan Aruch in Yeridei and Shilam Ates. All of these discussions of how to deal with a mace. Okay, well, we read it in a few minutes if we have time. Tanur Rabbanon says the Gemara, ha'ma'atzmo imitzias ha'nefesh areze shofech damim. Somebody closes one's eyes as he is dying. It's murder. Mashal l'ner shakav v'holeched is like a candle that is flickering and it's on its way out. Adam iniach etzbo aleha miyad kavsa. The person puts their finger right on there. It's just a little bit left, a little bit burning. Boom. You put it out. Tani of Shimon Gamliel Omer. Harotz eshiz atzwa enef shel mace. If you want to close the eyes of a mace, let's say on Shabbos, but you can't touch them. Melfeach lo yayin b'chotbo. There are ways to do it. You blow wine into his nose. V'nosin shemen bein risei enav. You put oil between his eyes. V'oches b'shnei gozlei raglav. And you just touch his big toes. V'hein mis'atzmim aleim. Some type of way that to close the eyes. Okay. Tanya. Reb Shugam liyal omer. Tinok ben yomo chai. Mechalan alav etz ha-shabbos. A baby who is 1 day old. We're mechal al Shabbos for. David melech Yisrael meis. Ein mechalan alav etz ha-shabbos. The godless of life. David melech Yisrael. We're not mechal al Shabbos. Tinok ben yomo chai mechal alav etz ha-shabbos. How do you know that? A 1 day old baby. Amra Torah. Chalel alav Shabbos achad. Right, one of the sources for Pikuach Nefesh Bidoch HaShabbos, Gemara in Yuma, Daf Mem Hei, lists off all of the sources. This is one of them, one of the two major ones, Chalal Shabbos Achas, and the other one is V'chai Bohem V'lo Sheyamas Bohem. Those are the two major sources. We had another one earlier in the 19th parak, remember, Rav Elazar de Mila, where one of the sources we used to try to find the marker for Mila B'Shabbos. So we had a Kal V'chomer there. But this is the halacha, Chalal Shabbos Achas. We paskin halacha l'maisa, like both of, not only Chalal Shabbos Achas, we paskin like V'chai Bohem. Let's say you could save somebody, but you know they're only going to live for another 4 hours. Or you know they're only going to live for another 4 days. They're not going to live till next Shabbos. So the principle of Chalal Shabbos Achas doesn't apply. But we're still Mechalal Shabbos for them, for Chayisha'a. Even for 15 minutes of life will be Mechalal Shabbos. That is the halacha. So Chalal Shabbos Achas is a makar, but we're machmer, like all the different reasons, to be Mechalal Shabbos for a mace. So that's why you save it for a baby. We paskin also, the Ramban quotes in Torah Sa'adam, also quoted by the poskim, even for a fetus, if the baby's not alive yet. There is because of Chal, that's not V'chai Bohem, the baby's not alive yet. But we're Mechalal Shabbos for a fetus because of the other reason, Chalal Shabbos Achas, K'dishish B'Shabbos Nazarbi, even if he's not alive yet. So, right, those are just two nafkaminis that go in both directions. If he's not going to live till next Shabbos, we're Mechalal Shabbos, because of V'chai Bohem Elo Sheyamas Bohem. If he's going to live till next Shabbos, but but he is not alive yet, fetus, right, so that's Chalal Shabbos Achas. We're Machmer, like all of the opinions, even Suffolk Pikuach Nefesh. Good. David Melech Yisrael, Mace ain't Mechalon alav, keep it Shemace Adam, Batam, and a mitzvah. Once a person dies, he is free from mitzvahs. Behind the Dumb Rabbi Yochanan, this is what Rabbi Yochanan says, B'maisim Chafshi, keep it Shemace Adam, Nasa, Chafshi, and a mitzvah. Once a person dies, he's Chafshi from the mitzvahs. Ask the Marsha, not here, earlier in Daf Lamed. What do you need a pasuk to teach me? You need a pasuk to teach me that a person is positive for mitzvahs after they die? I would have thought that a person is chayiv in mitzvahs. Kamash balon. The pasuk is quoted that, we need a pasuk at the hill to tell me I'm pater for mitzvahs after a person dies. Says the Marsha, yeah, regarding the mitzvahs that apply to you, like kilayim. Ooh. Says the Marsha, some mitzvahs have to do with shev al tasa. Well, you're tachrichin. I don't know how many other mitzvahs apply to you, but that's the one that the Marsha says. Yeah, you need the pasuk to say you're pater even from those mitzvahs. Okay. V'tanya. Rav Shimon Elazar Omer. Tino ben yom olchai, answer Rosh Hashanah min ha-chol va'u min ha-achbarim. A baby, a one-day-old live baby, then you don't have to really guard him because he's moving around and the animals will stay away from him. Aval og melech ha-bashan, mace, og the giant, Rosh Hashanah min ha-chol va'u min ha-achbarim. He's not moving, all of a sudden the animals are going to come. Shene'emar u'morachem v'chitchem yeh, right, your fear is on as you're on you on the animals as you're alive. So the animals are fearful as long as a person is alive. Amarav Papa Naktinan Arye Abe Trelo Nafil. A lion will not attack two people. I haka chazinan de nafil. We see that a lion does attack two people. Hahu kit Rabbi Bar Abba, Dama Rabbi Bar Abba, in Chaya Sholetas Ba'adam, Ashenit Veloka Behema. An animal is not going to attack a person unless the person starts acting like an animal. Shene'emar, Adam Bikar Bayalin, Nimshaka Behemos Nidbu. Okay, so if we would be on the level, proper level, then all animals would run away from us. And when walking down the street and there's a dog there, you know, the dog would run away from us if we were on the level that we should be on. Okay, there's a interesting Ben Yehoyada here. They talks about how animals might be makir the tselem elokim of a person, and when it's two people, he sees it from very far away. One person doesn't really recognize it. Look at the Ben Yehoyada right here. Interesting. Whether animals have a certain insight. Amar Rabbi Chanina Vaiter Aser Lishan Bebayis Yechidi. One is not allowed to sleep alone. Bebayis Yechidi V'chol Hayashan Bebayis Yechidi Achazto Leilis. We're talking about when a person should be fearful. That's what this Gemara has to do with the previous Gemara. When a person's dead, they have to be fearful. So too, if they're sleeping alone, they have to be worried about the shade. Lilis. V'tanir, B'shem ben Elazar Omer. Even before that line. The Darkei Tshuva, right, the Munkacher on Yoredeya quotes that if somebody has, this is talking about when you don't have a mezuzah on your door. You have a mezuzah on your door, don't worry about it. Right, that's not sleeping alone. Kadosh Baruch Hu is with you. Interesting. Ha'ara. V'tanya, Reb Shimon Elazar Omer, Asei ad she'ata motzei. Do before you find lumila asos. Rashi adds in. Right? Basically, don't procrastinate about things in life. U'matsui lecha v'otcha biyotcha. Do things while it's found in your hands and you still are able to do it. V'yav Shlomo amar b'chachmaso. Shlomo also said, v'zachares baracha b'mei b'charusecha ad Asher lo yavo'u yamei hara'a. Elu yamei hazikna. Right? Do things before you get too old. Says Shlomo HaMelech, Right, so we don't have to worry about it. Hashlicheni lei zikna. V'igiyu shnayim asher tomar ein li b'hem chayfetz shanim. Asher tomar ein li b'hem chayfetz. Elu yimei ha-mashiach. Shein b'hem lo tzchus v'lochova. Right, yimei ha-mashiach is too late. It's already... you can't be mezakeh or mechayev you anymore. Other people, maybe your zchuyos and chovos, but actions, you know, cannot be accumulated after that point. Bezrashem, we'll talk about this more in the Haggadah Shir. Bezrashem, in 2 weeks is the Haggadah Shir, so this line will be the last thought, Bezrashem, in the Haggadah Shir, relating to, you know, what it means that, Yom Shekulo Arach, that's related to this Gemara as well, Yimos HaMashiach. Upliga de Shmuel, but this, by the way, argues on Shmuel, who we had earlier, and we had back in Brachas, Dharma Shmuel, Shmuel's famous line, Ein Be'ol Mazelo Yimos HaMashiach, Al Shibin Malchis Bovad. Right, there's no difference. According to Shmuel, it sounds like the future time we will be able to do mitzvahs and averes. It says there will never be an Evyon that there will always be Evyonos in the land. There will always be poor people on the land. So Shmuel says that tells us that at a certain time period in the future, everything will be as normal. There just will not be any religious persecution. Right? The Rambam and the Ravid discuss this in Hilchos Teshuva about the different stages. The Ravid thinks it's a machlokas between him and the Rambam. The Kesef Mishnah there says it's no machlokas. They're just talking about different stages, a physical stage, a spiritual stage. The Rambam says, studying these areas do not bring Yiras Hashem or Avas Hashem, so we're going to continue. Tanya, Blazar Kapar, Omer Lo Olam, Yevakish Adam Rachamim Amidazu. A person should always daven that he and his children do not become very poor. Sheim Hu Lo Ba, Ba Beno. Vim Beno Lo Ba, Ben Beno Ba. Because it's going to happen. It's going to happen, but you should just daven to push it off as much as one can. Shneamar, Ki Beglal Adavar Azeh. By the context of tzedakah, uses the lashon of biglal. And Tanit Verab Yishmael, galgal hu shechozer ba'olam. Riches is a galgal, it's like a wheel. Goes up, it goes down, goes around and around. Right? Riches, one family doesn't stay rich for 20 generations. Right? It goes up and down and up and down. So a person should always daven that, they don't come to it because it's difficult. Amar of Yosef Naktinan. Rav Yosef though said, no, we have a tradition. Hait tzurva mei rabbanan lo mani. Don't become poor. Yes, they do. They'll never get so poor they'll have to go around and begging at the door. What does that mean? So the Marsha says, and other Achmarim say, maybe it just means they'll be Sameach Bechelko. So that's why they won't be poor. Because you see plenty of Tamidi Chachamim major that are very poor. So that's what he says. Armalei Rabbi Chiyila de Bisu ki asi anya akdimu le rifta. Rabbi Chiyila said to his wife, "When an ani comes, please quickly give him bread. Ki hecha deliktimu lebanech, so that people will give our children when they go begging." Armalei Mela Kalayelu, you're cursing our family. Armalu Krakasiv, it's a pasuk. Ki beglal davar azev. Tanya de Rabbi Yishmael galgalu shechozer ba'olam. This is part of life. I'm not cursing anybody. Tanya Rabbi Gamliel Rabbi Omer v'nasan lecha rachamim v'richamcha v'herbecha. Hashem will give you rachamim. Kol merachim ala brios merachamim ala min hashemayim. What's the double lashon? Whoever has rachmanis on others, Hashem will have rachmanis on him. V'kol she'ein merachim ala brios ein merachim in ala min hashemayim. And whoever does not have rachmanis on people, Hashem will not have rachmanis on him. Period. Okay, we'll stop there right before the ad. And Hashem, we will continue a couple of other points related to this issue of aniyim. We'll talk about a couple of Vilna Gaons, and then we will continue with this little bit of agadata here at the end of the Seches Shabbos. Okay, we'll stop here.